This low stone seat offered a place of rest in medieval times to the old and infirm when there were few seats, giving rise to the expression, the weak to the wall. As you sit here near the foot of the stairs to the chapter house, you will hear the cathedral choir rehearsing. The Prependle School, the cathedral's choir school, has over 200 pupils, girls and boys, but just 12 of the boys are choristers, aged between 9 and 13, and also 6 younger boys who are probationers. They rehearse in the cathedral 12 times each week and sing at 8 services. The men of the choir, the lay vicars, also attend on 6 days each week to sing in the services, although they have other employment during the day.
Your next stop will be in the south transept, place number 2. 3 steps will take you up to transept level. On your right is a metal gate with spikes on the top. Go round the gate to the right to find the wall. Follow the wall along and stop by a half column projecting from the wall, which is about halfway along. Switch off now and switch on again when you're by the projecting column in the transept. You are now at the south transept, one of the arms of the cathedral.
The transept is almost square in shape. The large 14th century south window was built when Bishop Langton was in office. The construction of such a large area of glass, supported by slender pieces of carved stone, was a great achievement. The elaborate tracery or patterns at the top are fine examples of the 14th century style of architecture known as decorated. The stained glass in the window dates from 1877. The mainly blue-coloured panels tell stories from the Bible, with the Old Testament on the right and the New Testament on the left. Stained glass windows, together with wall paintings, were used as a teaching aid when few people could read. Today, the tradition of stained glass still continues, as you will see later. You'll be able to hear the bright sound of the higher transept reflected off this large expanse of glass. It contrasts with the lower, more enclosed sound of the aisles. You may also be able to hear the acoustic of the open space of the choir over the low three-bay screen, which is part of the division between choir and transept.
Walk about 10 or 12 paces to the centre of the transept to listen to some organ music. Then turn left to face north. This is the best place to hear the main organ, which is situated between the choir and north transept.
You will hear the friendly and subtle character of the organ in this piece, called The Trumpet Tune. It was written by John Stanley, the famous 18th century blind composer. In the southeastern corner of the transept is a large book called an antiphona. This book of music and words was large so that the singers standing around could all see it. It's about 2.5 feet or 75 centimetres in height, with letters 1 inch or 25 millimetres high. The date and origins are not certain, but it's almost definitely late 16th century Spanish. This beautiful old book is preserved in a glass case next to the wooden screen around the chapel of St. Pantaleon, which is now a vestry.
You will next visit the south choir aisle. Turn right and walk to the opposite wall. Then turn left and follow the wall around to the one step which leads up into the choir aisle. Again, there is a gate with spikes. Keep to the right and follow the wall along with your hand until you feel the glass protecting the first of the two Romanesque panels. Stop by this. Switch off now, and switch on again when you're in the south choir aisle.